Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We went ring shopping.
Are we going to talk about this?
Might as well.
Oh my God.
It's about weddings.
Oh my God. Okay.
Why wouldn't we?
Wild Till Nine.
You ready?
Yep. Let's go home.
Welcome back to Wild Till Nine episode
91.
We had a big week.
We still don't know what to do for 100. For episode 100.
Episode 100?
Yeah.
Well, what we should do, okay, we need to do the little math. When do we think episode 100 is coming out? July? August?
9 weeks.
I got that part. Uh-huh. Let's see. What is 9 weeks from now? Can we actually get an answer on that? That would be great. Because that would give me some...
Some
what is this noise?
It's me trying to do math.
No one wants to hear that in their ears. Yeah. Weird.
I'm trying to squeeze out an answer.
Okay.
For my brain.
July 26th. Hmm.
Oh, you know what? That we could have figured that out because we started the podcast on August 11th. So we probably could have walked ourselves backwards. And
we've missed what, two episodes? Ever?
If that, maybe.
Good for us.
Maybe two. Yeah, you're
good
right.
Good for
you're
us.
Right, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, July 26th. I still need some recommendations in the comments.
Like,
I gotta be honest.
Do we do it from the pool? Like, I feel like there's just something fun that we could be doing.
We could.
I feel like we can do the pod from somewhere fun.
My pool body will be ready by then. Mostly because my pool body is ready right now.
You know what, babe? Everybody's a summer body.
Indeed. Indeed. That makes me feel better about myself.
I'd like to pause this program.
Are you interrupting your own podcast?
I'd like to interrupt this program for a special announcement.
But not an ad?
That the, but not an ad. No, actually, we're not actually making any money here. But the Discord is officially live. So it's the Lord DIY Discord. But there is a Wild Till 9 channel. And the Wild Till 9 channel.
Well said.
What's our podcast called? Is pretty poppin'. And honestly, there's a lot of overlap. We actually had a whole conversation on how to spell Tilly's today.
In the Discord?
In the Discord, yeah.
I haven't even checked it out yet.
I know. People have been requesting for you to hop in and say hello.
It's in the description right now.
So there is an invite link to join the Discord. And if you've never used Discord, we've also added a channel that's Discord 101. So it's super easy to make an account. So you can go ahead, do that, join the Discord. And I feel like my Discord's a pretty good like starter one.
Okay.
And then head on over to the Wild Till 9 channel and also the Discord 101 channel. Ooh,
but if you heard this exact thing, what do you need to comment in that exact channel so that we know you're a real one? Dragon emoji it is.
Dragon emoji, there it is. Done. No. The otter emoji holding the pebble.
Use the otter emoji holding the pebble. Big week for you.
Oh my God. You guys, I've never been so drunk in my entire life.
forget your week. We'll get to that in a second.
Uh-huh.
My car's coming.
Okay, you know what though? I just really feel as if
we have a delivery date.
We should not be celebrating until it's in the driveway.
That's what we're doing for episode 100. We're going to do that whole like James Corden car karaoke thing.
That's fun. From the Tessie.
That's what we'll do.
My Bessie got a Tessie.
My insurance rate currently is looking really reasonable. Uh-huh. And I'm interested to see what that insurance rate looks like when Lauren's driver's license gets added to it.
What do you mean?
You're bad at driving and your insurance reflects that.
So not long ago, and we actually didn't submit this claim because I just don't really care that much. Cause I was the only one involved in the incident.
Oh, you're talking about the one woman show. I wonder how many people can relate to something this Interesting.
So I have we told this during the podcast? Maybe not.
If we have, bear with us.
We're going to do it again.
I remember like it was clear as day. I was actually sitting right there working on the audio for this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So it would have been early days of the pod.
I had noise canceling headphones on.
It wasn't a sensation to hear. Mm. It was a sensation to feel.
Mm. Go ahead. It's a bonus story.
So I pulled into the driveway, as one does. I think that, listen, don't text and drive, people, but like, can you put the car in park and text?
When you're in the safety of your own driveway?
Yes.
One would think.
Laws would say yes, that you can park and text. And so I pulled into the driveway, you know, coming back from my weekly Ralph's trip, just getting some groceries, just going foraging for some food for the family, and pulled into the driveway, put the car in park, get on my phone, start texting back. All of a sudden, I am in the garage door. And I don't mean me personally. I mean that the front left corner of the bumper is in the garage door.
You know the stat where they say like, you know, the majority of accidents happen within like a couple blocks of your house? Well, this accident happened within an inch of the house.
So although I personally thought that I was texting and parking, I was texting and neutraling.
Well, that's the thing. You were texting and parking. You were texting and parked.
And parked. Yeah. I was texting and currently parking.
And then you parked into the side of the house.
And then I parked in the side. So it was like, I hit the brakes, went to go, because normally you'd hit the brakes and then go like spin your, spin the Prindle. The Prindle.
Is that what you call that?
Yeah. Park, drive, reverse, neutral, and whatever L, what's L again?
In Canada, they have a word for this that I'm not sure exists in America.
I think Remy taught me that it's called the Prindle.
Well, then it's got to be legit.
Yeah. If Remy says so, it is so.
It's a Prindle. I've never referred to the Prindle as a Prindle before.
So I put the Prindle in neutral, which I thought was park. And so the house actually put me in park because then that's how I stopped. Well, it's like kids when they didn't know how to skate on like a skating rink and they would just smash into the wall as like their method of stopping. That's not how I planned to stop the car, but that is how, in fact, the car stopped on that day.
Yeah. Physics, actually, I think, parked your car.
Right. And so the podcast room happens to be right above the garage. And so not only did it reverberate back into my seat as I was in the car, but it also reverberated up the entire house, up a story.
Yeah.
And Jeremy felt
I'm not kidding. It was such a weird phenomenon. I was like, that doesn't feel, it was too short for an earthquake. And I stood up. I was very confused. I walked over to the window. I look outside and I see Lauren with the face that I can only imagine what a parent looks like.
I was dying.
When they're looking at their kid thinking they're getting away with something that they're very embarrassed by. And I was underwhelmed.
I knew that you were in the house. And there's no situation. I also don't. I'm like not someone who's like, oh no, a scratch on my car. Like I'm just like not that kind of person. And like
and it's a lucky thing.
I knew the moment that I walked in, I'd have to tell you the story. It was so funny. It was so fucking funny. I walked in,
I go, did you hit the fucking house?
Yes, exactly. Did you hit the house?
And like I can tell you're going to tell me the story. You weren't gonna leave with that.
You know what though? I actually got really lucky because it can be really expensive to replace garage doors. And instead of the garage door, I actually hit the house.
Yeah.
That like the outer portion of the house that like what like the not the rim of the garage, but like the corner of the house that juts out before you get to the garage. So yeah. I got really lucky because I could have knocked the whole door out of place. And so now, if you ever want to know which car is mine, you can just take a peek at the front left bumper. If there's a little bit of white house siding on the bumper, it's us.
Yeah, well, you know, you go to valet, the Range Rover. Oh, no, the one with the chunk taken out of the front.
No, it's not a chunk. We added a chunk of the house onto the car.
Mm, stylistic integrity.
Yes, an extra chunk.
Welcome back to Wild Till 9. There's just no way that we're alone in.
Oh, there's no way. Are you kidding me? Yeah. You know how many people I know, and I feel like this is such a common story, is that someone gets their license at 16 and they roll directly or into backing up into something. And it's like their first week of driving and they have an incident.
I wonder how long it's going to be until you wreck my car.
Oh, I give it. I pray. All I want in life is for you to put the first like ding or dent or scratch in the car. Cause I just don't want to be.
Well, depending on what my insurance looks like, you won't be driving my car.
Right.
Right. Yeah. No, I
would actually prefer to not drive your car.
And oddly enough, like it's a bit of a miracle that nothing ever happened when I was driving your car.
But you're on my insurance though.
Yeah, but still, like it's been years.
Yeah, and
I mean, obviously I Uber everywhere, but a lot of times we're driving. Think about like often we drive together.
Every time we drive, you're driving.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is a
good thing. We've had some close calls.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm not perfect by any means.
Right.
Well, kidding, not. Anyway, point is, I'm just interested to see how this little fun little journey goes.
Yeah, so anyways, I feel like we shouldn't celebrate until the car is actually in the driveway because I have had a furniture delivery scheduled 3 times and it not shown up.
Lauren,
so
Elon wouldn't do this to me.
Elon he sent me a text. Fuck you in a second.
He sent me a text. He said, hey babe, the car's ready. When do you want me to drop it off? And I was like, Elon, hey, Saturday's great.
And so here it is upon us. The delivery date of Saturday? Before the next episode? It'll be
No. I think it's next Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
So still 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's okay.
So I just feel like we shouldn't be celebrating. It's just like-
I'm ready to celebrate.
I just don't want to put the bad juju out into the world. You know, the bad karma, the bad juju.
I'm that confident in my guy. He would never do anything like this to
Yeah,
me.
Elon.
He would never get my hopes up.
Totally.
Just to take them all away.
No, of course not.
No, it's good.
Just like the edit button that he promised us on Twitter.
Well, I think he's, you know-
Tore my hopes down. Tore all my hopes and dreams
down.
I hear
there's some bots that are keeping that stuff from going forward.
Okay. Okay.
But this is not an Elon Musk posk. This posk. Elon Musk pod. This is a Lauren living her unlived sorority girl dream.
Yes.
This past week in Kentucky.
I am a woman of culture. I've been to the South now, the northernmost part of the South. But I the culture that I have absorbed after this weekend.
I got to be honest. You not only did better than I thought you were going to, and I think you had more fun than I thought you were going to. You showed me a side of you that I had only seen, I think, the first 2 weeks we were dating. And even then, a layer beyond it. Mm-hmm. Like, I've always wondered what you would have been like in college in general.
You got a glimpse.
And now I get to see what you would have been like in an environment that I'm quite fond and used to.
Right.
Even though it's been a distant memory. Uh-huh. And I think you would have done just fine.
I would have fucking thrived as a sorority girl. I would have absolutely thrived. And like, we've talked about this before because just also like how much of like a DIY element there is and like all of the, like the baskets you have to make for your little and all that shit and like cutting up.
I like that that's where you start. The baskets you make for your little.
I don't know. I think that was like a thing that I feel like I saw on YouTube a lot when I was in university of people like talking about like their, like as I was like making DIY videos and other people were making DIY videos.
I think you should make a couple sorority targeted videos this fall.
I think that our audience, not everyone's tooled for that, but that is very, very, it's not very niche, but it's pretty niche.
I think you'd be surprised at just how many people would be interested in something around that nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of kids.
You know what? I think I just have like back to school video PTSD.
Okay.
I just don't know if I can go there again. It's a dark place for me.
What
it's
if we did
dark
it together? Place.
Don't tell me with a good time.
What if we did it together?
Don't tell me with a good time.
Okay,
we've done it with a good time.
Okay. Let's think about it.
We'll think about it. But no, yeah, I saw the life that I could have lived.
Oh my God, I know what we're gonna do.
What are we gonna do?
There's these really, I wish we had the video set up for this week. There's these really like stereotypical like Southern belts that are like
woven? Hand,
yeah, but they're like
wefts? Braided.
Look up
macrame.
Fraternity belts, like Vineyard Vines-esque type
Jesus
shit.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, point is that people like make little designs with them. Uh-huh. Let's make moose frat belts.
So where do you wear the frat belts?
If it had moose. Yeah, yeah, zoom into that thing. Oh yeah, that's what I want, but for moose.
That just looks like Ralph Lauren.
Okay, how about for moose?
Wait, what about that?
Those. Oh yeah.
What about that was like frat specific? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's some Southern shit. I see the monogram there.
You see
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I see the monogram.
What if we made moose monogrammed belts?
So, but okay, where
are you pushing back on this idea?
No. I just need more context.
Cause I feel, I gotta be honest, I feel like I shared a piece of something I'd like to do with you and that you're making me feel.
One, I will make anything with you. Two, if it's moose related, I also would like to be involved.
Double down on that?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I just haven't worn a belt in many, many years.
I would wear it.
Oh, you wear it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And so it's just like a wear anytime belt or it's like a special occasion belt?
It would be a special occasion belt.
Like Moose's birthday?
Yeah.
But then how many more days after that though? Because I want to make sure we're getting our wear. If we're going to put the TLC.
What if I wore it every birthday of Moose and on special days as well?
Like, okay, so can I get a list though? I want to make sure it's getting like.
Somewhere between 1 and 6 times a year.
Oh, that's not enough.
Okay, then we won't do the moose belt.
I need at least once a month. That's not that much to ask. If we were to handcraft a moose belt, are you shitting me?
Okay.
You won't commit to one a month?
Even better. Let's do a hand-stitched moose keychain and I'll wear it. I'll have it all the time.
Yep.
Done.
Deal.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So basically, I'm a Southern Belle and I'm wildly cultured now after coming back from Kentucky.
Ooh.
So we had, traveling was fine. Can't fly direct to Lexington. Don't love that.
Nope.
And then Friday was our first full day there and we slept 10 hours. We slept a lot for really not doing anything. It's like actually impressive how exhausting a travel day is when all you do is sit on your ass the entire day.
You slept a little bit longer than me, but yes.
No. Oh, on the flight?
Yes.
Oh, on the flight. Yeah. But then the next night we slept, like the actual night we slumbered.
Just passed out.
Absolutely slumbered. I think I got a 92 rating on my Aura sleep tracking ring.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
It was really good.
Okay.
Woke up, went to a nostalgic bagel place. Was it called the Great Bagel?
The way that you say bagel always confuses me, but yes, bagel.
So in my head, I want to say bagel.
No,
and
I know.
So in my head, it's bagel.
I
and
can
so,
hear your thoughts on how to
oh,
say
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. No, like the prep bagel. In my brain to bagel. Say bagel.
Yeah.
Bagel.
Yeah.
It takes every brain cell and a little extra to get that out.
I could see them flopping together up there.
No, they're just clapping away.
Just clapping.
Two brain cells.
Yeah. Yeah, twerking.
Great bagel.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
Great
yeah.
bagel.
Well, that's that
great
it.
Great bagel.
Yeah, that's it.
If I say it really fast, I think it comes out better. Great bagel.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Great bagel. So anyway, so we went to Great Bagel. And that was the hangover place to go?
It was one of my personal favorites, yeah.
It was good.
To me, and when you walk into a place and order a French toast bagel.
Oh my God. Yeah. It was next level.
Yeah. They like glaze it up with things that shouldn't be on
so
bagels
good.
And then put sour cream. Well, yes.
Whoa, wait, no.
Cream
no,
cheese.
No.
Not sour cream. Yeah.
Whoa.
Actually, speaking of sour cream, does anybody else flip-flop between vanilla yogurt?
No, it's not. I knew.
No,
I
it like,
literally.
No, no.
It's plain Greek yogurt
and
sour cream.
In place of sour cream?
Because they're very similar.
They're gross when exchanged. That's the most, I'm not kidding. The very first time we had nachos and Lauren brought the yogurt over.
It was quesadillas.
Thank you for your face. Yes, it is revolting. And
you, okay, I just feel as if you wouldn't even notice if I didn't tell you. My family, like your Gail's gonna have a bone to pick with you in a few weeks when we go home.
I've already brought this up the last time we were here and it came out. No. I can't, my level of self-control.
That's why we had a baked potato when my mom was here last time.
My self-control stops when the yogurt comes out from Mexican food. That's weird.
I don't know. It's just like one of those things that you grow up with your family and you don't think is weird.
Yogurt on a baked potato?
Plain Greek yogurt is very similar to sour cream.
Gordon Ramsay would have a literal meltdown.
Or Gordon Ramsay would say that it's innovative.
If and when we are in the same room with MasterChef Junior's executive producer and host, that's the first and only question I'm asking him.
Okay, fine. I can't wait for him to say that. Do you really innovation?
You stand by this?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I stand by this.
I can't.
You know what? We Googled it one time and it was like a common thing that you can swap it out.
Yeah.
I stand by this.
Okay.
So anyway, so Jeremy had his bagel with sour cream on it. You know what it would have been better with?
Cream cheese.
What? Yeah, I know. That's what you said though originally.
You know what? I'd rather have sour cream on a bagel than like yogurt.
Really?
No, that's gross. They're both gross. Yeah. I'd rather just have cream cheese, damn it.
I almost feel like the cinnamon toast bagel could have had just butter on it and it would have been even better.
Next time we're back, we'll try both.
It was really good. It was really good. And it's around the corner from your frat house, which I also saw, which genuinely looked like, okay, so like to begin with, just to give you a visual, this shit was housed 100 people.
Yeah, a lot.
That's a hotel.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what's the bathroom to bedroom ratio in a 100 person frat house?
Some were divided by two, some were divided by four.
50 bathrooms?
Some were divided by four.
Still.
A lot.
Holy shit.
A lot, yeah.
That's a lot of bathrooms.
Yeah.
And one of them you said was a girl bathroom.
It was a girl bathroom, yeah.
That's honestly, so just one or just, or a few?
There was one that was designated.
Yeah.
It had a skirt.
Yeah.
On the outside of it.
Yeah. Which does not mean that boys can't wear skirts. I want to be very clear.
In Kentucky, in that fraternity house, it sure did.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Gotta be honest. There was no interpretation actually there. Yeah, yeah.
Got it.
Outside of it? Yes, absolutely.
And then how many floors?
Three, technically.
I'm just so confused on how many wings of a house you need to make that many bedrooms and bathrooms happen.
Well, the corner rooms were the best. Those were the biggest party rooms.
Hot commodity.
Yeah, those were big time. And the president's quarters, but yeah, it was a lot.
The what quarter?
President's.
Oh, right. And so you got the last year.
Well, I refused to live in that thing.
Why?
Because it was a frat house.
I just don't see how any room could be above others in a frat house.
I said to myself, as the president, I'm electing not to stay here.
Why?
Because I was the president and I could do that.
Was it gross?
No, just the whole house was, the thought of, even at my age of 21, I was like, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Because it's weird?
Have you ever hung out with 100 of your closest dude friends?
No.
It's a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Like nothing ever smells good.
Wait, did you not live in the house?
No, never.
Oh my God.
I refused.
Oh my God. I was like, why, if you're living in this like this disgusting bro house, why would you not want the president's quarters? I was like, no. Why would you take the shitty room in the hall and not the president? I was so confused.
I fucked off to my own bedroom by myself.
Right.
In a house. 2 miles away.
Right. Okay.
And I came there for part.
Whoa. I feel like that was a key piece of context that we did not have.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And so.
I mean, it was there all the time.
Yeah, of course. Obviously. And then how many, like, I just like, where do 100 boys watch The Bachelor on Monday nights all together? Like how many living rooms do you have?
You know, we would just get into our boxers, sit on top of each other, hold hands and just watch the big screen. Yeah.
That's so nice.
Yeah, just
so one living room or multiple living rooms?
There was multiple areas, yeah.
And then do you have like a whole kitchen staff?
Yep.
This is fucking crazy.
Yep.
But then you-
It's like a commercial kitchen.
I have so many questions. And then, but someone cooks for you.
Yes. I assure you, none of them are cooking.
I was gonna say, I was like, I would love to see the state of the kitchen. 3 meals
a day. And then also some snacks.
Wow, yeah. And snacks.
Yeah.
And snacks.
Snacks, snackos.
How much do you pay to be in a fraternity?
I could not tell you. The reason I was the president was because president didn't need to pay dues and I was broke and everybody else was rich. And I said to myself, the only way I could afford to do this is if I'm the president.
How much you think it is? Just like a rough.
Thousands.
Devin, can we get a Google? The average cost of fraternity. It won't be listed?
Well, no, average would be like.
Oh, 1,000 per year.
It's more than that, yeah.
Per semester.
It's more than that, yeah. It's more than that. It's I think the further south you go, the more expensive it gets. Right, right. Like when in the West Coast as well. The middle, I think it's a bit of a crapshoot, but the SEC fraternities, expensive. SEC sororities, even more expensive.
I feel like I've always heard people talking about how like there's not like controversy, but people give it a bad rap because it's like, oh, you're paying for friendship.
You are.
Okay, but I mean, the wedding that we went to, he obviously made some great friends.
What? You know, some, you know, oh yeah. Yeah, that sounds, yeah.
$6,000 per semester. What is SCC? What does that stand for?
USC?
No, you keep saying
SEC, Southeastern Conference.
Oh, Southeastern Conference.
Best conference in the world. Best conference when it comes to sports. Best conference when it comes to just about everything but academia.
And tuition for your sorority. Fraternity.
Satoshi. Nakamoto.
Sorority house. Fuck. Damn.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap. I don't think mine was that much. It definitely wasn't.
But I can't believe you didn't live in the house. This makes so much more sense because when you said that, we went to Jeremy's roommate's wedding this weekend, but I also knew that you guys weren't in the same fraternity. And so I was very confused how this all fit together.
Yep.
This makes so much more sense now.
Yeah, actually all of us skipped out on living in the house.
Got it. And just lived in your own houses, own house together off of fraternity, whatever.
Yeah.
Got it.
Like slightly off campus.
Yeah.
Like you could walk there.
Yeah. Anyways, the experience is that it looks like the fucking movies, basically, to me. Like, looks like Project X, where it's just, like, it's so crazy that there's just mansion next to mansion next to mansion. They all have their stupid little Greek letters on the front of it. And
okay.
So you don't know what they're actually saying.
Uh-huh.
And so
there's an alphabet.
It's got foreign alien letters on mansions all next to each other on a huge street.
It's Greek.
That's what I said, foreign alien letters.
Arguably one of the first languages, but yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, I just can't imagine. It was also just so weird seeing it while school is out.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was so weird. It was so weird.
It's so big yet empty.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was like a ghost town.
Yeah.
It literally was a ghost
town. Kind of surprised at how like much it turned out like downtown during the like evenings.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah. I mean, if you had seen like, it otherwise, you'd be like, what
the fuck? Prepped me for there just being like no one there. And then the weekend was like pretty popping.
I did not want any more popping.
No, we did not. It was popping to the max. The popping had been popped and it did not need to be too much popping.
Yes, if it had been any more, but unbearable.
Calm down the popping.
No, it was it was just enough for you to get like a little bit of taste, I feel like, mm-hmm. of like mm-hmm. the college bar life. But mm-hmm. like those were not the college bars that I would have taken you had school been in session.
Right. So we went down the frat house row and then we went to the University of Kentucky merch store, ooh. Which was the size of a Nordstrom.
Yep.
The size of a big Nordstrum. Like not a small one. Not like a city Nordstrum. It was the size of a two-story large Nordstrum.
It was large.
I've never seen so much blue in my entire life.
Kentucky blue.
I've never seen so much Kentucky blue in my entire life.
Well, yeah. It goes with nothing and everything all at the same time.
So we spent $250.
I'm shocked it wasn't more.
I know, me too. What do we get? What's the haul? I got a crew neck.
A lot of moose things.
We got a really cute little UK sweater for puppies. I know. I haven't put the sweater on. I was going to save it for the vlog.
Oh, the vlog gets the best content?
The vlog does get the best content.
Whatever.
The sweater for Bubbies. We got a little pillow for Bubbies.
We did.
And you got two hats?
Yeah, two hats.
Do you got a sweater?
No sweater. You got a sweater.
I got a sweater.
Yeah.
So did a little haul, did a little shopping.
You're so interested and down for being a fan of things.
I love being a fan.
Yeah.
Being a fan.
Great spectator.
I'm such a good spectator.
Wonderful participator.
I'm such a good participant.
Yeah. You just want to be invited.
I just want to be involved. I just want to be invited. Like I love the tailgate situation. I love like wearing the gear, the merch.
I can't believe I'm going to say this because the thought of it makes me like want to hurl, think about it. We just like got back, but it would be interesting to find a weekend that allowed you to see football or basketball. Or both, when school was in session and allowed you to, drink beer at 8:30 in the morning.
I don't drink beer and I don't want to drink really at 8:30 unless it's a mimosa. And then also that I get a nap in the afternoon, but I would love to do that.
Yeah,
I have so much. There was actually this, there was the cutest like one shoulder tank top that was white and had the little UK logo in the little middle of it. It was super cheerleady and it was so cute. And like, I couldn't justify wearing it because I would only look like a weird cheerleader out of state if I were to wear that here.
Yeah.
And like, it wouldn't be comfortable enough that you would just like wear it around the house because it was like too cute. And in that moment, in that tank top, like I saw the life that I could have lived in Kentucky.
Or any like sub, really any school that didn't like exist in a city.
Right. I couldn't go to any schools that their colors were orange or yellow because those aren't good with my skin tone, but right. Anywhere else.
So sorry, Tennessee.
No Tennessee. Oh yeah, definitely no. I've seen their orange. No, that's Missouri. Not for me. No Missouri. Are they yellow?
Yeah. Wow. Very good.
I just guessed that because Tennessee was orange.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But I had flashes of what my life could have been like as a sorority girl.
I think it'd be great.
I think I would have been so good.
Yeah.
I think my body count would be much, much higher than it is now.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You think you would have had-
more coitus?
Yes.
Yes.
More coital partners?
Yes.
More got coital it. Partners. What do you think your number would have been had you had 4 years of literal fuckery?
Single fuckery?
Yeah. Like, what do you think it would have added to that? How many think you would have knocked down? Okay.
I'm nervous for-
Do you think you would have done more freshman year, senior year, or somewhere in between?
I think somewhere in between.
Okay. When do you think you topped out? And then I'll see if that, like that, that-
What do you mean I topped out? I'm having a deja vu at this moment right now.
We for sure have had that conversation.
Yeah, seriously.
No. Do you think, what year do you think you're poised to have the highest volume-
Of coitus.
Of new partner coitus.
I would say second or third year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think first year you're like feeling it out. You know what I mean? You're like a little nervous to be there.
Yeah.
And also like, I feel like, I mean, this is what the movies make it seem that is that like freshmen are just fresh meat. So everyone's preying on you. You know what I mean? Like you're like the new kids and it feels like a little more creepy.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you wouldn't want to just like throw yourself at all the seniors.
Okay.
And then I feel like in second and third year, you start like sussing out a little more. And,
okay.
Like, make some more educated decisions once you've known people for a little longer as well too.
I think, I could be wrong, but I have a feeling you would not necessarily have one specific year that would be the biggest. I have a feeling you would, as a female, specifically you, if you went to a sorority and you were as cute as you are today.
Thank you.
Maybe even cuter.
Thank you.
No, that's not, that was an insult. Oh. Anyway, I think you would have it actually the second semester of your freshman year and first semester of your sophomore year.
Is that second year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like the, I think that you would bookend it. I think you would like come to your senses after a semester of like rushing
right.
Or maybe even a sophomore. You're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go crazy. I do that for one more semester.
That's what I said. I said sophomore year.
But I think it would, I think we'd start the second half of the year. Cause you'd like come back and be like, I'm not going to do what I did last semester. I'm not going to like Brad for like 7 weeks and talk to him and waste my time.
And I'm not going to talk to Chad. No, I'm not going to talk to.
Okay. But like if Steven does give me the time of day, I am ready to settle down and get married right now. Okay. But if Steven doesn't, I'm ready to do something else. Okay. So I think you would do that. And think you would book that into the freshman year.
Okay.
And then you would hit Christmas and you would go, it's time for me now that I'm the age of 20.
The girl bossification.
Now that I'm 20, to start settling down and like be who I want to be.
And be serious.
Yeah. I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just my thoughts.
Yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm just speaking from my own experience, but I feel like my first semester down in Kentucky, I was like, so many options. And then and then it was really just standards got lower and alcohol consumption got higher.
Got higher.
And then now we're here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think also too, like in the whatever the, is it rushing for girls too? Is it still called rushing? In the rushing process, I feel like I would be scared to sleep with someone like
Okay, pause. You rush before you're given like your, essentially you're offered to join and then you're pledging.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Not during the rushing. I feel like during the first semester when you're like trying to make friends and like navigate your way, you wouldn't want to accidentally sleep with someone that's going to piss other people off because you don't know like the politics. You don't want to do
that. But I assure you, a lot of people do and they wish that they had not.
Right. So I'm just saying that like my freshman strategy going into that 19 years ago would have been somewhere along those lines.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And then?
And then what do you mean? And then what?
And then once you got into it, you're just like ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Just full sausage fest, throw it at you?
Yeah, let's go.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wish that I could see the version of you today. Actually, I don't know if I want that. Nah, fuck it. I wish I could see the version of you today 734 penises later, and a Southern.
That is so many penises.
It's a lot. And especially out of context.
So many penises.
A lot of dicks. It's like the first like couple of episodes of Euphoria plus what's the show with Jake from New Girl?
Oh,
or Nick, I mean.
Foxy. No. Minx.
It's like Minx and Euphoria combined.
All the weenies.
Just everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Flopping around, slapping around. Yeah. Yeah, that could have been an option for me. It definitely could have been an option.
By the way, I think it still is, technically.
Well.
I mean, you could go to a university in the South and you could rush a sorority at your age.
I would fit right in, though.
I think you would.
Like age-wise?
Yeah.
Age-wise, I would look the exact, maybe even younger than a lot of those people.
May? Well, now, yeah.
Yeah. You kidding me? Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm here to tell you, if you need that 4-year journey, I'm not going to wait, but I do, wish you luck.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For nearly 4 decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Bar, just like a super chill bar that night for like post whatever drinks with the
bridal
group.
Party.
Yeah, the bridal party. And that place was cute. That place was normal. Mm-hmm. And then
Bluegrass Tavern.
Bluegrass Tavern. And then we went to what I did not expect to be the first club that I would ever go to in Kentucky.
Genuinely could be the first club I went to in Kentucky.
Mama Tequila?
Yeah, it's a tough sell for me.
Mama Tequila.
Yeah, wouldn't be my first choice.
Not where I thought. And then it was going to one bar that we also ended up at for one drink the next night after the wedding.
Yeah, yeah. That place, that was, they call it Stagger Inn because you stagger in.
Oh my God, that's such a good name.
Yeah.
That is such a good name.
It's INN, I believe, too.
Yeah, you know, it is INN.
Yeah.
But the wedding overall was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It was absolutely stunning.
Yep.
First, I was at a winery. It was so nice. They had to like make the call to like bring the wedding inside. And
all good.
I'm sure that was so much drama. I cannot even imagine what like whatever the room is where all of like the bridesmaids and the bride are like getting their hair and makeup done. The chaos.
Well, remember like 7 seconds after we got there, we saw Lauren, the wife, bride, my buddy's fiance.
Bride,
yeah. Basically outside of the elevator. She's like, well, our entire honeymoon got canceled and all the transportation for tomorrow also did get canceled, but that's okay. I'm going to get my spray tan. I'll be great.
She handled it like a pro and everything went great. And now they're in Cabo. Thriving.
Yeah.
Absolutely thriving.
Yeah.
So winery wedding. You know what though? After going to that wedding and seeing like the ceremony, I have made the executive decision that, and I think that we both have agreed that like, you know, if things travel in the positive trajectory towards a wedding, that we would do something like really, really small and like do a big party afterwards. But in the event that we were to do a big wedding, one of my only rules would be no babies.
Zero children.
Zero babies. Zero children.
No one under the age of 17.
17. Maybe 16.
Realistically, 12 and under.
Even then.
Fine. 16 and under.
16 and under. Do we just go crazy and just be like, anyone who's not allowed to drink can't come?
I think 18. Okay. 18.
16 is probably fine. 16-year-olds aren't shitting their pants for the most part.
I wouldn't put it back.
Circle back on our last episode.
Yeah. I genuinely, well, and you know, I know it's hard for parents. And I know it's difficult, but I genuinely don't even want to put them in a position where they feel like they have to either grab their kid and, you know, uproot them outside.
Oh my God, it's stressful for everyone involved.
Yeah, it's like not their fault, but also I just don't think that I'm, this sounds like a dick thing. I just have no interest in your kid being at my wedding.
Unless it's like immediate family, like that makes sense. Okay, so like there were, I'm not kidding, simultaneously during the ceremony,
I'd rather pay for a babysitting service.
I also would pay for a babysitting service for anyone.
Yeah.
Your dog can come, your baby cannot come.
Dogs, welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
That'd be great.
While
I might even make that mandatory.
While the groom was like delivering his the most beautiful vows, both of them, like incredible vows, like delivered. Also, like I'm always so impressed.
That's what it sounded like. Fucking heard
from two different babies. And so one parent just gave up, just didn't give a fuck. They weren't even like trying to, and it was the baby that was sitting right in front of us. They weren't even trying to like contain it.
And you know, you can like, you're sitting behind somebody and you could see, despite not actually being able to see their face, they've given up.
That's what it was. They just given up. And then there was another dad he's cupping his hand over the baby's mouth,
yeah.
Which was also neither approach was effective. No. And it was just in that moment, like, also I was thinking, I was like, dear God, I hope that when they are watching like their wedding video back, I hope that they're capturing the audio from the microphones and not from like the room, because like their wedding video will just be completely screamed over by a bebe.
I'm thinking to myself, actually, we could invite kids and just also invite a professional blow dart person. And the moment a kid so much as says, mommy, damn, neck, done. Just sleep for 8 hours.
Oh yeah, sleep, asleep.
We're not going to permanently take the child. Yeah, what?
That's where I thought that was going. That's dork.
That'd be ridiculous. Yeah. So we'll just get, Hawkeye of blow darts. Just like,
yeah.
Done.
Just sits. Yeah. Gets like above the aerial view of everyone and just, Yeah.
And then as payment, repayment, I should say.
Right.
We would give them back with a bunch of Smarties candies to eat and then hand them back to their parents and say, thank you, by the way, for bringing your child.
Sounds good.
So the way that this off the walls bouncing for, hours.
I'm totally aligned with this.
Yeah, great.
I'm totally aligned. Yeah, but there's no moment at a wedding ever that I've been so clear that I would never want children at my wedding.
Yeah, I think it's a great, thank you to Rob and Lauren for giving us the example that we
the
did
clarity.
Not. Yeah, that we
the clarity.
Are, we no longer are interested in allowing to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The absolute clarity. And there was another kid sitting in front of me who was, I think, the older brother of the screaming child that was just quietly playing on his iPad some monster truck jump game. And I was like, why is this kid even here?
I mean, to be fair, that tracks.
That it does track.
Yeah.
It does track.
What do you think that those kids got the bride groom on the wedding registry?
I think they got them some shitty audio on their wedding video. That's what I get that they got them.
I think there's some moms and dads that are listening and are going, you fucking assholes.
You know what though? Those angry parents, if they look deep down in their soul, know that although they probably could have a beautiful time with their children, with them at a wedding, they also could probably have a beautiful time having a mom and dad night out while they have a babysitter at home. That sounds like a win-win, honestly.
Like I said, as long as we offer the option of at least one or two sitters professionally.
Or the blow dart.
I said one or two sitters, one sitter, one sits you down. I think it's good to go.
I think it's a great plan.
Yeah, I am. That and also it's clear and clear how the party afterwards is so much, it's equally as important as the ceremony, because all the fun and the things that I remember from that were post actual ceremony.
Oh my God, 100%. Like it was beautiful. And you know what? I don't know what's wrong. No, I do know what's wrong with me. I'm just obviously have two brain cells, but also that I'm just wildly emotional, because in their wedding, we've only hung out with them a few times, like since, you know, us being together, like you guys have a core friendship from way before my time.
Right.
And I wanted to cry in their wedding.
Yeah, I wanted to cry through their wedding.
Yeah, but that makes sense for you. You've known them forever. You've seen their relationship. I've hung out with them twice.
Yeah, well, you know.
And like as she was walking down the aisle and her parents looked so beautiful. Her mom really was the most, or was that Rob's mom?
Rob's mom.
I don't think I actually met Lauren's mom, but.
I don't think I've met Lauren's mom.
Rob's mom was like aged in a way that was so impeccable.
Yep.
Like when I saw her in her arms, I was like, my tattoos are going to look great when I'm this old.
Lauren's mom, Lauren literally goes, I want to look that good when I'm her age. The nice thing you ever said.
Yeah, 100%. Are you kidding me? She looked amazing.
She did.
She looked absolutely amazing. And where was it going?
Good
this?
For Rob's dad.
Good for Rob's. They both look great. They both look great. They look exactly like Rob. And
you were
like,
going back to, you wanted to make sure that your mom knew that your arms are going to look good with your tattoos when you're older? Got it.
Yes.
You wanted to really make that point?
Yes.
Okay. You feel good about that?
I think you may have twisted the words a little bit.
Okay.
But what I did want to say is that it was a beautiful wedding and that I wanted to cry and I was on the verge of tears, which felt stupid because I barely even know them. But it was a beautiful wedding and her dress was gorgeous. They did have a bridesmaid incident with the dress. Oh my God, there was so much drama. I'm sure this sent every bridesmaid into an absolute tilly because I think the maid of honor was the-
A tilly? You mean a tizzy? Or did they all just become Wild Till 9 fans?
They all just became Wild Till 9 fans.
Great.
The Tillys. Yes, into a tizzy. So I guess one of the bridesmaids, they had all tried on their dresses or whatever and had them ordered and custom made and sent to their houses or whatever after they'd done their fittings. And one of the bridesmaids, after, you know, having already approved the dresses, they shipped it to her in the wrong color. And not like a shade or two off. Like, we're talking like a pink.
Fuchsia to cocoa.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's not even close. Yeah. And this is the day before the wedding, 24 hours. And so people are spiraling. And you know, if this happened in New York or LA or Chicago or some of the bigger cities, I'm sure that you could track something down. But we're in Lexington. We're in Lexington, baby. It's like a smallish city.
Yep.
A small, big city.
You know what? When I saw people stand around the block to get, you know, a pack of toilet paper, not but 18 months ago. Who knows if wedding dresses are really that easy to get to?
They're not.
Yeah.
I know that they're not.
Especially, I don't know, the right size.
And so the poor boyfriend of the bridesmaid who was, had the wrong colored dress sent to her. And so like, at first I was like, okay, but like, why the fuck would she open it the night before? Like, are you kidding? But like, I get it. I get the process. Like, you've already seen the dress. You've already tried it on. You did your fittings and they fucked up and they sent the wrong one.
Well, also it's not like you have the other dresses there to compare it to.
So oh my God.
Like you're comparing against nothing else.
Right, exactly. And you're like, oh yeah, this is the dress I tried on. Cause I'm sure it was months ago. And so the poor boyfriend was running around from Uber to Uber to like bridal shop to bridal shop with both dresses, the wrong dress and the right dress, just like showing up sweating, like, please help me.
Like, it's not like there are a ton of options, but they're probably all 25 minutes apart and you get there. And
oh my God.
It's not like anyone who's like in the New York speed. Everyone's like, okay, give me both. We'll look at it. Actually, these are two SKUs. It's like, we'll have a seat. I told you we had it. I'm gonna go get it from the back. Did you want something to drink?
I would scream.
And I'd be like, I just wanna see the fucking dress, please.
I would scream. And then another bridesmaid who like, by God, was able to sew.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Cause it was like four sizes too big. And so she spent the whole day sewing this poor girl's dress.
Like redoing the dress. It's when they like take it in. This was like, let's cut it. And remove inches.
Yes,
everywhere.
And it looked great.
Also, like, leave it to somebody in the South to be able to like, no worries. I can sew a little bit. It's like, just restructure the entire thing.
Yeah.
That can't be easy.
They said that she spent the entire time on the phone with her mom and the mom was walking her through it as well too.
Of course, someone's mom also knows how to like reconstruct a dress.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And shout out to that boyfriend who ran around the entire city the entire day to rectify the situation.
You ready for some clickbait?
Yeah, what's a clickbait?
Well, it's actually not clickbait. It's real. We went ring shopping.
Are we going to talk about this?
Might as well.
Oh my God.
It's about weddings.
Oh my God. Okay.
Why wouldn't we?
Quietly screams.
I feel like we, more than anything, discovered what you don't like. And also that you liked something that you thought you would have never liked.
Oh my God. I cannot recommend to go ring shopping because we learned so much.
You cannot recommend to go ring shopping enough.
Is that what I said?
I cannot recommend to go ring shopping. okay, cool.
I cannot recommend enough to go ring shopping. I recommend to go ring shopping.
I go ring shop.
Two brain cells clapping
just
away.
Just twerking, throwing the cheeks together. So I took Woman ring shopping. And we went to a couple spots in Beverly Hills and one was a really great spot and was really helpful and really interesting and really great to see.
Yep.
One, fucking Tiffany's was a miserable experience.
Absolutely miserable.
And I would-
Thank God we weren't actually looking to buy a ring that day. Thank God.
I don't know who hired that guy, but man, if anyone actually buys anything from him, luckiest sales ever.
Yeah, seriously.
Miserable. But back to the good experiences. All you did was find out things that you would have, I was told and was made aware of that you would have never been interested in. And it was fascinating to see.
Oh my God, no, we learned so much. We also just like learned about the, like the structure, the different things that like the little tiny prongs that go this way that hold the diamond up. They can go this way or this way. Little baguettes, they can go like this or they can be little ovals on the side of the diamonds.
And this is not the bread variety.
Yeah, not the bread variety.
Yeah.
Yeah, baguettes.
Also, why do they keep using names like baguettes with a ring styles?
Why can't it be a baguette?
It can, but when I think of a baguette, I think of a long loaf of wood, a long loaf of bread.
Yeah, but their baguette, they were like mini baguettes on the side of the diamond.
I thought
it was a good name.
What do they call them? Like diamond coasters.
Diamond coasters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coasters are round. These were not round. They were literally baguette shaped. I don't know what more you could want from that.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
Maybe like a grain of rice, like a fat grain of rice.
Maybe a thick rice. Yeah.
Thick rice.
Anyway.
Here's the thick rice cut of our 4-carat ring.
But we decided to go to a store that was painfully expensive, but has great quality.
I tried on a ring. I almost shat myself when I saw it. And like, this is not a place where you're like, I can't believe, you know what? I was actually shocked that they had price tags on these rings. Cause normally at a place like that, when they're that expensive, they just like, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Right.
Anyway, this was a 4-carat diamond worth $110,000.
Fortunately, it looked too big.
It did look too big. 4 carats is that's a huge rock.
It was, your fingers are not that, they're not shaped for a 4-carat ring.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God.
Yeah, you're welcome. In the episode I was watching of Bling Empire, she was trying on, she actually bought herself a 10-carat diamond ring. They were in the diamond district in LA. 10 carats. It was the size of your face. It was huge.
I have a 10 carat. Okay, yeah.
You have a 10-carat face.
Do I?
Yes, that's what size your face is, 10 carats.
Is it because it's like worth that much?
Yes.
Great.
Thank 10 you. Carat face.
Yeah, I think it's going to be smaller than 4. But what's weird is like, and not to make this a ring tangent, it just seems so different than the last time I went on this little safari.
This foray.
This little foray into this. The size of the actual diamond, uh-huh. depending on the actual ring structure, changes. Yeah. Like there was
everything.
The biggest one outside the 4 that we saw, like we saw 2s, we saw 3s. There was this one that was 1.5 carats that just looked bigger than mm-hmm. everything else mm-hmm. because of the way it was just set.
Literally.
Yeah.
We learned so much. And so I had a very clear image of what I thought I wanted, which was a gold band with just like a round solitaire cut diamond. And I don't think it's going to end up being super far from where we land, but I tried on a pave band that's got like all the little diamonds on the band. Mm-hmm. And when I took it off, I was like, oh, everything is fucking boring.
You know what? Actually, I really realized during the wedding, I wonder if it would be better to do a non-pave band and mm-hmm. then the wedding ring is your pave.
I thought about that as well too, but then I have also seen a pave with a pave.
Oh.
And those also are pretty nice.
You're telling me that it would be better if I got diamonds yes. with diamond and then yes. I got another band with more diamonds.
Yes.
That's so helpful.
Yes.
And here's a word from 19 of our sponsors.
To pay for that ring.
God.
No, I also was thinking too that like so many people don't wear a wedding ring anymore. A lot of people right. just wear their engagement ring.
Yeah.
So I think just in case we decide that we don't want to do a wedding, we should probably do the pave band for the engagement ring.
All wee.
Wee.
Cryptocurrency is in a great place right now. So just let me know what you want. We'll just write
and
that
we'll
check.
Just know.
Great.
You mean we'll get that loan?
Yeah. Thank God I didn't take a 99% cut this year. I thought it was interesting. I'm glad we went. I think we need to go again.
Yeah, no, so we only tried on, so again, that expensive place was so expensive.
Oh, by the way, Harry Winston was a fantastic experience and the yes. guy that they had there.
Incredible.
Wonderful.
But they only do platinum because anything except for platinum can have the slightest little tints. It colors the diamonds
yeah.
and everything is such good quality and like of the finest craft that has to be surrounded by platinum.
Yeah. You don't think she was sold the sales line there. And I'm sure that there is some truth to that, but
I'm
like,
sure.
Okay. Nerds, come on.
Yeah, I know. So anyways, we haven't tried on anything gold yet because Tiffany also, which was literally the worst experience ever.
I mean, last time I got engaged, I bought a Tiffany ring and I would never do it again. And my experience here, this first one, will keep me far, far away from there for ever. Hopefully the rest of my days.
Yeah, I also yeah. am. I'm on board with that. What about Tiffany?
We'll have to go back to Cartier. No, we'll go downtown.
Yeah. I'm so excited. So,
or if anybody has any great ring folks, just throw them in there.
Yeah, ring folk?
Yeah.
Yeah, tag folks. Your best ring folk down below.
That'd be great. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking Jared, Zales.
Every kiss begins with K.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Do you think that the average ring wearer, specifically the ring recipient, is afraid of almost making it known that they want to go shopping before?
Oh my God. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
It's like it's just like an awkward conversation too, because like one, I feel like sometimes one of the partners can be offended, like yeah. in the sense that like, oh, well, you don't trust me to get you something that you like.
Yeah.
But I mean, on the flip side, like I genuinely didn't know what I liked until we went shopping.
Well, and once I thought I knew more or less what you would like.
Yeah.
And I did know that. And I'm so glad that I didn't believe you. And we have gone and we're going again, because otherwise we would have gotten something that you would have not have like.
100%.
I mean, you, it would have been totally fine. But
yeah.
If you're on the fence about it, mm-hmm. I feel like, but the thing is, as a guy, I'm trying to think to myself, how would I want that brought up if I wasn't the one who offered to take you?
Right. But see, like, I don't think I would ever you propose would, that idea.
But, okay. But would you have started to seed?
I mean, I think you see all the TikToks of girls seeding, like they'll start, you know what? I saw one recently where the girl picked up the guy's phone and like, obviously like if we start talking about B-talk, right? The amount of people who probably got B-talk on their TikTok after that episode of the podcast, where we talked about B-talk, mm-hmm. like they would pick up their boyfriend's phone and just be like, princess cut, 4 carats, like double pave band. And they would just like yell things into the phone.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So
they,
I think there's
they would manifest the TikTok. Got it.
Well, not quite. Yeah. I guess manifest through the algorithm.
Got it.
Like the ads that they might start getting.
Speak the truth. Yeah.
Right. Or they would pick up their phone and like they would search a whole bunch of like rings. So that hopefully the next ads they'd get served up would
They're
be
like,
rings.
Allow cookies, allow cookies, yeah. allow cookies, allow cookies, allow cookies.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go in and like edit the actual like Facebook, like what you're interested in.
Exactly. Just, like, add in just like engaged, rings, engagement, diamonds. Weddings, yeah. proposals. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how people approach that, because especially if, because I feel like it's just like such a common scenario of a girl being ready and the guy not being ready. And so for a girl to propose that question, I feel like if there's been any strain on that dynamic to begin with, proposing that question pushes that strain even further. Whew. In my past relationships, I would have never done that.
I think you need to enlist the help of friends.
Okay, but also I would have told my friends what I thought that I wanted, and
I think you need to enlist the help of friends
to start planting seeds
that they need to ask you.
That they need to ask.
Yeah.
The recipient. What?
I think that like you need the help of friends, all genders here, to almost seed the idea that one, asking or throwing it out there to get a little bit of confirmation.
Okay.
Would be in their benefit, not yours, of course, their benefit. Uh-huh. And just find a way to like make that, you know, a very like, how do we say this? The opportunity to confirm mm-hmm. in person, preferably, mm-hmm. would be no sweat off their nose and only protection later on mm-hmm. from something embarrassing.
Mm. Yeah. I agree. If there's no world where you're able to shop together, I definitely agree. Yeah. But also like, I think about my like gaggle of friends who are also all wildly different.
I fucking got it. I got it. I got it.
What's the answer?
All right. All right.
What's the key to success?
Manipulation 101. Here we go. Okay. Here's what you do. You know what? You position it that to buy yourself more time as the ring purchaser, if you take them ring shopping, mm-hmm. means their mind's in the right place. You could show forward motion, but you don't necessarily have to buy it, right? And mm-hmm. in the same process, you figure out what they like, what they don't like. And then, you know, you of course can wait a little bit until they forget about that so they're not thinking about it all the time. But then you're in the driver's seat. Put that into their minds. That's a much better way to position it. Buy yourself some time, my guy.
I just feel as if I was on the opposite side of that and I did not want to actually buy myself some time. I would be like, I don't even want to be the driver in this car.
Right.
Because think about all the boyfriends, and obviously this could be girlfriends too, but I just feel like the stereotypical scenario is the boyfriend who doesn't want to go to the next step.
Yeah, I think we're addressing that guy.
Yeah, we're addressing that guy.
Or that girl.
And so if the argument was, oh, you should do this because it'll buy yourself more time, uh-huh. he'd be like, well, no, I don't want to get her excited for this. I don't want to be in this car.
As a big guy, you're in control. Don't worry, but you're in control. You do this and you're over there in the driver's seat. Don't worry about that. Yeah, come on. Like, I think that's really the only way you're going to really get it done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you want to really buy yourself some time. Another year, in fact.
But also, like, going back to your other approach, I have some friends that I would trust to say on my behalf if I would like it or not, but I've got some other friends who would really steer you in the wrong fucking direction.
I would go out on a limb and say that the majority of your friends would, in good faith and in their best intentions, uh-huh. really fuck this up for you.
I potentially can do that as well.
Yeah.
I can think of 2 or 3 friends that I would trust to be like, yeah, I think she'll like that or not.
You know what? After taking you ring shopping, I don't even trust you.
I second that wholeheartedly. Yeah.
You know, yeah. Find a way to bring it up.
Yeah.
Save yourself.
Yeah.
Or
you're right.
Get a receipt.
Get a receipt. I actually know a girl that traded up her ring. It wasn't like a trade up situation because I know that there are lots of circumstances where someone's like, oh, like we're in a different financial position than we were 5 years ago when we got married or whatever.
Or the ring you picked is just ugly.
Well, yeah. So this girl just hated the ring. And like, I think a couple months later, they just went and got something else. But that's kind of what happens if you pick something up that they hate.
Also a quick thought, just to get this out of the way. There are heart-shaped engagement rings.
Holy shit. Even at the Harry Winston place where it would have been like an $80,000 heart-shaped ring.
And like, I'm sure there's somebody out there that would love a heart-shaped ring.
You know what it probably is? It's probably the really, really rich people that have like 100 different 5-carat rings. Like no one's buying that as their
nope,
one.
Nope. Someone is. Someone is.
You think?
Oh, they would not go. They would not produce.
You're right.
That many and stick them in the engagement ring counter.
You're right.
If
we ask, we're like, how often do these
Charlie,
get sold?
Chad, or Brad. Fucking Brad goes, oh, it's engagement. I'll get the heart shaped one. She'll love that. That way she'll think about me when she looks at the heart.
It goes, I am her whole heart.
Purchase now, please. Do you have layaway? Yeah, no, I think that someone's done that.
You're right.
Yeah.
And you know what? Maybe the ring recipient loved it.
Maybe.
Wouldn't be me.
You said you wanted a...
Wouldn't be me.
You said you wanted an onyx-colored band with a heart-shaped yellow diamond?
Yes.
Great.
Exactly what I want.
Sold. That's
exactly what I want. So we got one more... Can we go this weekend? Oh, wait, it's a long weekend.
Is it?
I think so. Memorial Day, right?
Oh, we can go.
Yes!
God.
Yes!
Okay.
Screams in girl.
I just want my car to get delivered.
Okay, welcome to this new exciting segment of the pod called We Show Jeremy Fun Tiki Talks. Tiki Talkies for Jeremy.
Okay.
Tiki Talkie for Jeremy.
All right, which one am I watching?
And for our audio listeners, obviously we're going to be showing the TikTokies as well as we show them to Jeremy. So if you also want to watch the TikTokies along with Jeremy as he watches the TikTokies, they will be on the video version.
God.
Okay, here we go.
I appreciate you curating these for me.
Oh, I've curated some real good ones. Okay, so I can't remember the order that I sent them to you. So just go ahead and open that first one.
Okay.
Hey, hang on. This one needs audio. Do you have audio? Is your audio up?
Yes, my audio's up.
This is very important.
Yep, and my audio's up.
There's a teaser. Tiki Talkies for Jeremy, part one. Do you love him? Babe. Please, can we get one? Please. Please.
We have one.
Please. He loves it. Look at his little smile. It's looping again. Oh my God. Please, can we have one? Please.
We have one. His name is Moose. He's right there.
Please.
No.
I know. Doesn't he give such moose tendencies? It's the way that he's sitting too.
And he's just, it's
and
like.
And he's smiling.
He is, he has the body shape of an eggplant.
So does Moose.
Thank you for admitting that. okay. Yeah. No, we can't get one.
I love this segment.
Can anyone just have a pig?
So, okay. There's a lot of controversy around mini pigs because a lot.
Is this
there's
a miniature
like,
pig or is it a baby pig?
I'm not entirely sure. It might be like a toddler pig.
Okay.
I don't really know. I'm not entirely sure. I didn't really do a deep dive on
You're
him.
On a pig talk?
I am on pig talk.
Well, I will be now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh my God. Oh, this is going to improve your For You page so much.
No.
You are so welcome.
I want golf talk and war talk.
No. We are on bee talk and pig talk.
Oh.
Please, no. Please. No, but it's controversial because there are some really unethical breeders who are trying to sell mini pigs as like the, apparently there just is actually no such thing as actually a mini pig. And it's just like really unhealthy runts and they put them on, you know.
Isn't that kind of what Moose
is? No, he's a baby. He's a baby.
Did you want to watch another TikTok?
Yes.
Which one? Oh God.
Oh, what the fuck that sucks.
Not, oh my God. Another dude.
Babe, I need.
Ew, why are you playing with
ew,
it?
Fucking gross.
I need to do this to your beard. Please.
They just picked out, like, what is that?
It's when there's an ingrown one.
I don't have ingrowns.
Yes, you do.
Ew. That is fucking disgusting.
Jeremy, please.
That's disgusting.
I would give so much to, you have like one ingrown one that I want to, I would.
Holy shit. I don't know if it's more painful or disgusting. Why is he letting her do this?
Most boyfriends do.
No.
Yes.
That's fucking gross.
Yes.
Ew. For her, it's huge. The thing that comes out.
I know. It's like when multiple hairs get stuck in one follicle.
Then they're just trying to have a little party with themselves. Let them be.
No, let them out.
No.
Let them out.
Oh, if they were supposed to come out, they would come out.
Let them out.
No. Stay where they are. If they're supposed to come out, they'll come out. It's fucking gross.
You have one. You have one that's like this. And I look at it every day wishing
how
that
long
I could
has
let
it
them
been
out.
There?
Not that long.
Then just let them be.
Ask me the question again.
How long has it been there?
Like so long, babe. Like you need to let them out. Please.
No,
please.
If it's been a long time, it deserves to stay there. Let them rest.
I knew you were going to have two answers. God damn it. Ugh. I saw this and I was like, ugh, please.
I legitimately
want. All I want is a mini pig and to pull out the ingrown hairs in your beard. Okay. Is that too much to ask?
Okay.
The pave band, I don't need it. I need the mini pig and I need to pull the ingrown hairs
so
out.
So we can go ring shopping or you can pull this out.
Let me think about it. I'll circle back with you on that. Okay.
Okay. The next one. Okay. A black cat. With a fucking.
No,
what? Put that down. Holy shit, there's a fucking snake. No.
Yo, cats are fucked.
Yo, cats
get
are
away
fucking
from me.
A dog would have absolutely been out of there. You know a dog would have run.
Oh, I hate snakes. I hate snakes so much.
I mean, aren't they boop noodles? Isn't that what you always said they were?
Yeah, they're a boop noodle, but I can't even remember that I called them a boop noodle. You know,
I just, why does this cat think it's okay to pick that up? How do cats like survive in the wild if that's their handling skills?
Nine lives, baby.
But I have more than fucking nine if they're doing that.
Oh God, oh, I hate it.
Also, the owner just seems kind of chill. I don't know what you're gonna do, but like.
I love that you're still watching this. Like you're probably on your third or fourth time now.
We gotta be honest. I'd rather pick up a snake with my mouth than let you dig the fucking like hairs out from my beard. Wow. That's so gross. Please tell me there's one to end on that's not that.
I've got two more for you.
Okay, great. Okay, we're looking at a flight. We're charging the flight. We're zoomed in on. Wait, I don't understand.
Wait for it to connect. One more time. Give it a little more. Give it a little more. What's he doing?
Taking a picture?
Uh-huh. Of what? Her WikiFeet score just went up a star. Because of our guy here.
What? That's what he's doing? He's taking a picture of her feet?
Uh-huh. Look at. Feet.
And she caught it?
Yes. So she's filming him taking a secret sneaky pic of her feet.
My guy is bold. My guy is daring. My guy is not my guy.
This is who is on WikiFeet. If you've ever wondered who the user of WikiFeet is, it's this person.
Dude, the way he's fucking just like
sidetapping. I know. It's so gross.
Dude,
it's so
who would
gross.
Fucking like guys? I mean, that is just, I'm so off. I'm very bearish on guys right now. This is a new low.
I'm bullish on girls, bearish on guys.
Like I don't even sexualize feet in my brain. And I feel like he is genuinely overstepping to the point where this is how you build bad karma right here.
Yeah. I mean, I just love that she captured it. That's the best part.
I mean, yeah. On the flip side, being able to capture that moment.
Gold.
It's like, fellas.
Yeah.
This is a new low.
You can be better. You can be better.
No. This is below the ground standards that we've set for ourselves.
Strive to be better.
Strive to not
I can't believe you've watched it so many times now.
I'm
You're I'm on foot fixated. Talk now.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're right. Gross.
Okay, and then finally, this is a really lighthearted one. This is an easy one.
Guam.
They were fake.
Of course they were fake. This is what a real.
Devin and Jeremy are looking at each other right now. Oh my God.
I don't know how exactly to describe this except for the fact that the a normal everyday video was turned into someone taking a rodent off the back of her head. But the rodent looked—
No, it's a claw clip.
A claw clip?
It's a claw clip.
And you say all men are liars.
Fake. You know how like there's like fake buns and fake bangs?
Everything is fake.
Everything is
fake.
Nothing
is real.
Nothing is real.
This world is just nothing but just one lie to the next. What's next?
And on that note. Santa? Santa?
Yeah. Fake is that bun. Thank you for tuning into episode whatever the fuck it is. Appreciate it if you could listen to all, like I said, all 97 ads so that I can get through another ring shopping extravaganza. And if you haven't already, Lauren's Discord went live with the Wild Till 9 section, so get the fuck over there.
Woo!
All right, guys. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.